My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Don't forget you can follow us on the socials. We're on all of them now. Oh yes, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and now Threads. Yeah, we're having a go at that. At Pod Magical, if we can try and keep up updating with them. Oh, obviously, the main app that I'm using all the time is the Walt Disney World app, just to see queue times, even though I'm not going for a long time. Do get in touch as well if you've got any planning questions. That's what Steph has done. Andy, we fancy a night out at the boardwalk to go to the Dueling Pianos Bar. Jelly Rolls, it's a great night out. However, we're going to be staying at the Poly. How do we get back late at night? Do we have to just get an Uber? Depends how late it is, but I would say if you're going to Jelly Rolls and it's not too late, there might still be buses going from the boardwalk to Magic Kingdom. Because if you're at a Magic Kingdom resort, so you could get a bus back over from boardwalk to Magic Kingdom and then either get the monorail or you could probably walk. You could probably walk, yeah, from Magic Kingdom over to Poly. Have a good time. Have a good night at Jelly Rolls. You got any questions or you'd like to be a podcast guest? Get in touch at Pod Magical. It's Bastille Day today in Paris. And what better way to celebrate than talking about Disneyland Paris for a moment with somebody who's just back from Disneyland Paris. In fact, he was back for Pride. Let's say hello to Michael. How was it, Michael?
It was amazing, Andy. Thank you. The Pride Parade was incredible. It was, we saw Mickey and Minnie and lots of dancing and the chipmunks. And it was just a wonderful display, a great feeling about it. It was, and then there was a show after with a number of acts, and then we got to use the rides until about 2 a.m. So it was a really, really enjoyable evening.
Now, that's the good thing that it being in Paris and it's open to 2 a.m. because I've done events at Disney World that go on to like 1 a.m. And with jet lag, even if you've been there a week, you get to a point where you go, oh, I can't stay awake. But Paris, with that time difference, should work in your favor, really, shouldn't it?
It was great. We went out for the 4 days as well. So we had four evenings there. And so it was the Saturday night it landed on. And it meant we was already, we'd already prepared for it and knew exactly what we were going to do. It was just absolutely fantastic evening.
Disney, you've got to prepare yourself. Wherever you go, you've got to prepare yourself.
So, very much so.
So tell me, why do you love Disney parks? Disneyland Paris, Walt Disney World, Florida. What is it about those parks that you love?
For me personally, it's more about the immersion and the escapism of the Disney magic, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't really go back in. So I went a couple of times as a kid, but I didn't really go back until I was in my early 30s. And I just remember how watching the fireworks for the first time as an adult, and just really falling in love with it at that point, and I really have ever since. It's become a big part of what I like to do, the videos, you know, what streaming with it all. It's just, yeah, I really do enjoy it.
So when you're not there, you're just on YouTube getting your fix.
Very much so. And obviously, since my first time going back to Orlando, I didn't even know things like the Disney Vacation Club and that existed.
Yeah.
So I've obviously watched huge amounts of YouTube videos in relation to that, and the restaurants that are there, and hopefully when I go back next time, I will definitely be seeing a lot more of it that I didn't actually realize was there the last time I went.
Are you tempted with Disney Vacation Club? Are you tempted to purchase?
It's something I would look in the future. It's something that I think really appeals to me. I haven't been to any of the hotels. The first hotel I stayed in was actually the Marva Hotel in Paris.
Right, yeah.
Which was incredible. It was very, very cool. The room was maybe the coolest hotel room I think I've ever stayed in, if I'm honest. If other hotel rooms are like that, I think that I would be very easily swayed.
I would say over in Florida, even better. It's all about the location. Here's the thing with the DVC. If you're going to look into DVC, obviously do your research. Make sure, because it's a lot of money. Buy in the resort where you would want to stay most. Because when you buy DVC, you have a home resort, and 11 months out, you can book into your home resort. 7 months out, you can book anywhere else. So sometimes you've got a very popular time of year. After 7 months out, you can't get into those resorts. So like, if you're somebody who always just at a Magic Kingdom, then you look at a Magic Kingdom resort. Or if you're somebody who was at Epcot, then think about Riviera or Boardwalk. That was what I would suggest with DVC. Big commitment though. Going back to Walt Disney World, your very, very, very first time. So how old were you when you went for the first? You said you were very young.
I think I was about seven the first time I went. I have some quite interesting memories. I remember having to dress up as a cowboy with my family and having some photos taken as part of that. I remember it's a memory that's very etched in my mind. I also remember the signature book that I had as well, with Mickey and Minnie on the front of it, and trying to get the signatures. Again, another memory is very etched in my mind.
Yeah. Do you still have your autograph book? Do you still have those from that visit?
So I will have it in a memory box from when I was a child that will be kept there for sure.
Do you still do autographs now?
No, I don't do the autographs now. The meeting the characters is something that is cool to see as I go past, but I tend not to want to queue up for that. Funny enough, my favorite thing to do when I'm at Disney, any of the parks in fairness, is just see the detail.
Yeah,
when you really consider about how much detail there is in all the parks, especially the queues for the rides, I just love seeing that the detail in the statues that they have, even the hedges when the as you go past the statues that move with it are just so cool. I really enjoy it.
So when you go on rides and attractions, are you the person who's kind of like looking behind you or seeing what goes on, or taking your time going through the queue? Whenever that rushes through the queue, a real Disney fan will take their time and go, hang on a minute, that's just like, this is part of the attraction. Is that you?
I fully agree with that. I like to see the detail and things, so I don't think anyone really likes to queue up for 2 hours for rides and stuff like that.
No,
actually the queues in Paris were actually really quite good the whole time we were there. But I do like to see that detail of how they set it up and just wonder. I think that you'd be really surprised what you find when you just slow down a little bit.
I always say that, especially about Animal Kingdom, like have a walk around the Tree of Life. It was a few years ago when I first like went, do you know what? Let's have a proper walk around the Tree of Life. And because there's, you know, hundreds of characters in there, and you can spend ages, because sometimes you go and you're just rushing from attraction to attraction and you're missing everything else. So yeah, take your time. Breathe it all in. Have you got a favorite attraction? What's your favorite attraction?
So my favorite attraction definitely has to be Tower of Terror.
Right.
When I went back this time round, I was absolutely petrified to go back on it. I think I got dead nervous for even walking up to one. I saw, oh my God, it looks so high again. I kept my eyes closed the first time I went back on it, and that first time, but by the fourth time we had been on it, so over the few days, I absolutely loved it again. Really enjoyed it. And yeah, that is a very cool one. Also the Ratatouille ride. That was really good as well. It was a very cool ride this time round.
When you went to Florida last time, where did you stay? You say you've not stayed on site.
No, so we had a villa when we went last time. So we went for around 3 weeks, but also done lots of the other stuff. So things like Busch Gardens, Universal, Discovery Cove, but also some of the Orlando stuff. Like we went to watch the football, so their soccer, our football, and trying to do all that whilst we're there as well.
It's interesting because over the last few episodes, I've had somebody who's been to see basketball, somebody who's been to see baseball, and now soccer. Is that what you...
It was soccer, brilliant, football, honestly. Yeah? They do it very differently there as well. So I had a season ticket for many years as a child. So go and watch it here. It's such a different atmosphere. They make a real day of it there. It's very interesting that there might be little shows that they have before and after. People bring huge amounts of food. There's lots of galleries. It's such a different vibe about it. It was very good to go and watch.
So where did you go and watch the game?
So that would have been the Orlando team. So it would have been downtown Orlando, I believe, where they were playing.
And it was worth taking a day out of the theme parks to go and watch a game of football.
Oh, definitely. It was great. Again, and I still have my t-shirt from there, actually. No, it was a great day, and just to kind of see how things have done a little bit differently now, I really enjoyed that. I think my other one that I really enjoyed in Florida was Discovery Cove. That was something I'd never, although that's not Disney in itself, it's something
Yeah.
that I'd never really done before. That swimming with the fishes and the dolphins, and that was again a very cool experience.
You really do. I suppose if you're going there for 3 weeks, you want to take in as much as you can, not just Disney and Universal.
I think the 3 weeks really allowed us to not have to rush through everything really quick. I mean, even in the 3 weeks, there was stuff we didn't do.
Yeah.
There is so much there that could always keep you busy in Florida. You could go every year and still miss lots of things, but it really allowed us to do lots of stuff we really wanted to do and go back to some of the parks that we wanted to see again, parts that we wanted to see again, or even move between them. So if there's parts that we really enjoyed, like for example, going to the Magic Kingdom, we wanted to see the fireworks a number of times. And it really allowed us the space to do that.
Yeah, you've got to do all the night times, the fireworks, Fantasmic, Epcot. You've got to do everything at least twice if you're going to be there for at least 2 weeks. You've not done it once, you've done it twice.
I mean, to be honest, the memory of seeing the fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom for the first time will be something I genuinely never forget. It was really in that moment I think that I kind of fell in love with Disney. It brings you over with such emotions. It's just incredible. It really is incredible.
Back with Michael in just a moment. A very quick news update for you. Right now, you can have a look at all the merchandise for this year's Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Yes, I know, it's July, we're talking about Christmas. Also, as well, you can check out the menus for the Epcot Food and Wine Festival that starts in a couple of weeks' time. There is a brand new booth also that features the Muppets. Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker will be experimenting with food at the Food and Wine Festival this year. And also, closer to home, we've got more details, and in fact, we'll find out where we can get tickets for the Disney 100 exhibition, which comes to London in October at the Excel Centre, which I do believe is in Docklands. Tickets go on sale Tuesday and you can register right now. We've got all the links for that and all the other news and anything that happens between now and next podcast over on all our socials. You know where they are. Just go to @podmagical. We've got Michael with us on this episode of the podcast, talking about all things Disney, obviously. We're a Disney podcast. Let's talk about food. Last time you went over to Walt Disney World, can you remember where you ate?
I think that's probably the one thing that we'd done slightly wrong last time we went. I didn't realize as much what is actually available there now in relation to sit-down restaurants and the availability of it. And I don't think I really noticed that until after I came back. So when I go next time, I will definitely do that very differently. We tried to mix it up a little bit more when we went to Disneyland Paris of doing both sit down and quick service restaurants, which worked really well. And the food was actually really good there, actually, if I'm honest.
Do you know what people say that food at Disneyland Paris is really bad? But I think Walt's and the Ratatouille restaurant, brilliant. They're really good.
The best place, actually, funny enough, was Annette's Diner. Anywhere that brings food to me on roller skates is a winner for me. But the food was actually really good there. And both of us really enjoyed it. We decided that over the days we were there, whichever one we enjoyed best, we go back to right at the end.
Right.
And that was the clear winner, definitely.
So next time you go to Walt Disney World, you need to do a proper food plan, a proper restaurant plan. I don't think there's anywhere over there that will bring you anything on roller skates. There's people on roller skates, but you've got Sci-Fi Dino, different.
Looking at restaurants like Topolino's and stuff like that, I would really like to do all that stuff in the future. And I think when I hopefully go back in 2025, that I would definitely be trying that a lot more.
I've not asked you about your favourite memory.
The one that will stick with me forever is the first time I went back as an adult and saw the fireworks. When I went back, I was in quite an interesting place in my life. That's probably the best way to put it. And I remember seeing the fireworks and just being so immersed in it. And in that moment, I really knew that actually this was really quite a great place. And it really did make me fall in love with it at that point. It's a memory that I probably will never forget.
Is there anything you don't like about Walt Disney World or the Disney parks?
There's not anything I don't really like. I think the thing is probably the expense of Disney that comes with it naturally.
Paying for it.
I mean, there are things that you want to pay for and things you have to pay for when it comes to Disney. And that's probably the only thing that comes around it. But again, you know what you're getting with Disney. You know when you're going away, you have to put that money aside for it. And it comes with the expense of it, but to me it feels very worth it.
I'm going to give you your ultimate Disney day. Now, I'm going to let you pick, actually. Usually we do Walt Disney World, but as you've just come back from Disneyland Paris, you can either choose Walt Disney World or Disneyland Paris for one day. Where are you going? Which one?
Could I combine them slightly if I can magically jump between? No, I can't. Okay.
No. Not miracle workers. We can get you fast passes, but that's about it. Well, we can't even get you fast passes anymore.
No time travel between the two.
No time travel.
So I think that for me, that I'm very much looking forward to going back to Disney Pride again next year. Staying in the hotel we were in, it's clearly the best hotel I have ever stayed in my life. I am so excited to go back to that. It sounds a really silly thing to be super excited about, but it was so cool. The fact they even had TVs inside the mirrors was amazing.
What?
Honestly, I was so surprised at what I saw. The bed was the most comfortable bed I think I've ever slept in. It was just incredible.
So we're going to be at Disneyland Paris for your perfect day. We're staying at the Art of Marvel.
I'd like to get up nice and early. So I'd have a plan of trying to go on at least two rides first thing, because obviously we get in nice and early. So definitely the Alton Towers ride. And hopefully RC Racer, if there's not much of a queue there isn't usually. And the Ratatouille ride again. So I think that'd be my favourite thing. And then just wandering over to the Disneyland park and having a bit of a wander there and picking up some coffee and croissants and just sitting there and doing a bit of people watching.
Yeah.
And then obviously going on, it's a small world.
Guilty pleasure.
It's one of the things you have to do whilst you're there. But I think just trying to then get in as many rides as possible between then. And going to the Manhattan restaurant in the evening is a definite must that I am desperate to do next time. Frustratingly, I hadn't booked it in advance. I didn't jump onto it straight away, and the tables went so quickly this time around. So it's definitely something I will jump on as soon as it opens next time. And in the evening, without a doubt, it has to be going to watch the drone show before the fireworks. The drone show is just something else. It really is.
The Marvel one.
Incredible.
Or the...
Honestly, the one over at the Disneyland Park.
Right, just before the fireworks.
So they had their 30th anniversary one that came up, and it was just incredible. Oh, and how do I forget seeing the parade during the day?
Of course.
That is just very... I don't know how I forgot that.
It's a given.
But again, that was absolutely incredible to see as well, so...
So when's your next trip then? Have you got anything planned for Paris or maybe Disney? We said 25 for Disney World to go to Florida for your next Florida visit. What about Paris? So near.
So the tickets haven't been released for the Pride event yet for 24, but I've already said I'm definitely going back next year. It was just absolutely incredible for the 4 days, and I will stay in the same hotel again. But I'm looking hopefully for 2025 to go to Walt Disney World, but I'd like to go around the Halloween time.
Yes.
I've never been to see how everything changes in that period of time, and I've heard such incredible things about it. So that's something I would very much like to do.
You need to go for Halloween and do the overlap to do the Halloween Christmas overlap. You do those 2 weeks so you can get both. So you can go to Disneyland, you can go into Magic Kingdom one day for Halloween, and then you're coming back the following day on the 1st of November, and suddenly, bam, it's Christmas.
I mean, that would be amazing. I've never seen Walt Disney World at Christmas, but I imagine it is pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, I've planned your trip for you. You're going right at the very, very end of October. You're going for 2 weeks, or maybe three again. And you're doing Christmas. Are you going to stay on site next time you go to Disney World, or are you quite a convert to getting...
No, I think for Disney World, I definitely want to stay on site for at least part of it. I really want to stay at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and really give that a go. But I think trying a couple of different places to see how that is. There is something in being very close to the parks that you want to do, which I learned this time round, that actually just being able to quickly walk over to somewhere. And actually, if you even want to take a break during the day, it's very easy just to get back and do that and freshen up and go chill by the pool.
Yeah.
I think that's really important for me to do next time.
Split stay. That's what you want to do. Maybe a week at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
maybe a week at the Contemporary, maybe a week at the Boardwalk. I don't know. If we do it 3 weeks, I don't know where you're getting your money from for all that. But there you go. It's an expensive trip. Lovely chatting to you, and have a magical day.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
We're always looking for podcast guests. If you would like to come on, you've got a lot to share about Disney World or any other Disney parks. Maybe you've done all six castles. Let me know. Love to speak to you. Just send us a message on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads. I can't think of any more, but we are at Pod Magical. If you are off to Disney World very soon, well, we're into that very, very hot, muggy summer now over in Orlando. If you've been this time of year, you'll know how hot it gets. You also know how busy it gets. July and August, all the American schools are off. British schools are breaking up anytime now, so it's going to be busy. But reports from people who've been there over the last few weeks, it's busy, but not as busy as it's been this time last year in previous years. I think the last couple of years, post-pandemic, people were desperate to get their trips to Disney World. It does seem to have eased off a bit. Now, you might be seeing these reports going, oh, it's really quiet, it's going to be dead. No, it will not be dead. It will still be busy, just not crazy, crazy busy. That's the best way to describe it. Also, we've got no festivals on in the minute. A couple of weeks' time before the Food and Wine Festival starts over at Epcot, but no festivals at Epcot. It's a very rare time to be at Epcot without festivals going on. Also, if you are going to go very soon, you've got a good time for the exchange rate. Pound to dollar has been the best it's been in over a year. At the time of recording this podcast, it was about 1.29. Now, if you think last September, it was down to 1.03. It was almost a pound to the dollar, but it is improving quite a bit. Best it's been in a year, so that's not too bad. If you are going, here's a tip for you. I always like to end the podcast with a bit of a tip. And now this is something you can do and it won't cost you anything. If you like to meet the characters, get them to sign something unusual. One great tip, and I've seen this, if you go to a craft store, you can get frames, photographs. You know the cardboard frames that you put around? Get the characters to sign those. Or maybe birthday cards or even Christmas cards. Something different and unique. So when you get back, you can do a little bit of crafting and make something special. Make those memories last a little bit longer. Surprise somebody. Imagine if you go now and you've got this beautiful little signed frame and you get a nice picture when you get home, but keep it for like Christmas. Keep it in. Make those memories last forever, as they do anyway. Any tips you would like to share, do get in touch on the socials. Make sure you hit subscribe as well, wherever you get your podcast from. We've got new podcasts every other week. We've got fortnightly podcasts with new guests and more tips and more stories and all the latest news. If you'd like to be on, of course, give me a shout. Do subscribe, then you don't miss it. It also helps us out a bit. I tell you what else helps us out. And if you've never done this, if you please could, just give us a 5-star review. So it's particularly on Apple Podcasts. Just go in, hit 5 stars, save. If you want to leave a comment, that's great. But if you just want to give us 5 stars, it just helps the ratings go up a little bit. Helps it easier to find. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.